Podcasting from behind her locked bathroom door, the only quiet place in the house, this is the Homeschool Sanity Show, a twice-monthly podcast with expert advice for happier, healthier homeschool living. And now, here's your host, Christian psychologist and homeschool mom of six, Dr. Melanie Wilson.
Welcome to this episode of the Homeschool Sanity Show, where my guest is Catherine Foudre of the Healthy and Fit homeschoolmom.com. Today we're going to talk about how to stay fit while homeschooling. It can be a challenge, and both Catherine and I have six children, and so we definitely have a lot of things pulling our attention in other directions besides taking care of our own fitness, but it is so vitally important to stay fit while you're homeschooling because it is what allows you to do all the things that you have to do in taking care of and teaching your children. And so we're going to launch right into that. Catherine, I'm so thrilled that you could take the time to visit with me today about this important topic. And I'm hoping that you will tell our listeners a little bit more about you and your family.
Well, first, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it a lot. I am a homeschool mom to six. I have one son and five girls. Their ages are 15 all the way down to 3, so we're very busy. We've been homeschooling since forever. It's something that I just knew that we would do, and so we've been on that journey together and have enjoyed every moment, the good ones and even the bad ones. So I'm thankful for the opportunity to be able to homeschool them.
It is really a blessing. So your family is the opposite of mine because I have five boys and one girl.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Yes, and but we are not opposite in the fact that we both think fitness is really important. What was your inspiration for getting fit in the first place, and how did you go about doing that, and kind of when was that? Can you give us kind of the story about how that all happened?
Sure. I was always very active in my younger days, and when I met my husband, it was just he and I, and it was easy for us to go hiking and biking and running, and we didn't have any little people to worry about. And when my children started coming, after number one and two, it was easy. I could throw them into a stroller. We could go for a walk, pull them in the wagon. But as I started getting more children, they didn't have strollers big enough. I couldn't just run out, so I had to be very creative with my time. I also couldn't go to the gym. A lot of gyms charge for their children, so as you start getting up there, it's not advantageous financially for us to go do that. So I started looking into doing workouts at home or things that I could do in the comfort of my home, and just fell in love with the freedom and the flexibility. I didn't have to get to a certain class at a certain time. I didn't have to pile everybody into the car and drive somewhere. So it was really nice, whether it was something I found online, a workout that I loved, or a DVD that I could just pop in, just that flexibility of having my home, and I could just put it in when it was quiet, get it done, and I knew I could move on to the next thing.
And then what kind of results did you have when you started to make it really a priority?
Well, in all honesty, I gained a lot of weight. Number one and number two were okay. They were, you know, about 35 pounds, 25 pounds. But as I started adding children, I just gained a ton of weight. I think it was anywhere from 65 to 85 pounds that I put on from number three on. So I had to take a lot of weight off and be very graceful with myself because I can put a lot of pressure on myself, but I learned to give myself a lot of grace. And just by eating right, and you know, I didn't work out for hours, in all honesty. I can commit to 30 minutes a day. There have been times when I can do 45 minutes, but that's pretty much it in my schedule because we're so busy that between 30 and 45 minutes a day and just trying to eat sensibly, you can make really great changes really quick physically.
And you were able to take off the extra weight that you had gained after your pregnancies?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I wasn't one of those that was able to come home in those cute clothes or, you know, back into my regular clothes. I came home in full-on maternity clothes, and I wore them for a long time afterwards. And just that perseverance of wanting to be healthy, be fit, be in shape, and not only that, but to look good for my husband. And to be an example to my family of just being healthy and taking care of yourself was really important to me.
Yes, I mean, that's really understandable. In our culture, we're all well aware of the obesity epidemic, and it's very frightening raising children in that kind of a culture because, you know, you are concerned that your children will end up being overweight and having to experience all of the negative consequences of that, health-wise and even socially. So you were really inspired and you were able to get fit and change your diet. And now you are wanting to help other homeschooling moms make those same kinds of changes in their lives. But before we talk about that, and what are some of the things that you recommend? Let's talk about what are some of the challenges that we as homeschooling moms have when it comes to getting fit and eating right.
You know, I have a lot of great followers on my site, and they are amazing, and they all reach out in different ways. And I think the majority of emails that I get from moms as far as working out and getting healthy and fit would be, one is the time. Two is finding a place. Where can they do these workouts? And the food, what to eat, how to eat, when to eat, all of those questions come into play.
Right. And, you know, our time is pulled in so many different directions. And I'm sure you remember, as I do, what it's like to have a baby at home waking up in the middle of the night and you're not getting enough sleep. And the last thing you feel like doing when you finally do get up for the day is working out, right?
Absolutely.
So what would you recommend to a mom who has a baby who is keeping them up at night?
Well,
how can she make fitness a priority?
You know, I would still make it a huge priority to take that time to work out. Even if you can only devote 15 to 20 minutes to it, even if you can do 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes at night, just to be able to fit in that time. Something as simple as doing like jumping jacks and lunges and squats would be great. I remember nursing and doing lunges and squats while I was nursing because the baby was quiet and I could totally hold her and still do those moves. So really, where there's a will, there is a way.
I agree with that. I think I have vacuumed while nursing. I don't think I ever attempted to do lunges while nursing. But maybe if I had talked with you, Catherine, you would have inspired me. So that's really cool.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I mean, that's one of those things, but you know, what if, you know, a lot of moms tell me, okay, they don't have a newborn at home, but they have kids who are early risers, and they just can't seem to get up early enough so that the kids aren't awake so that they can get a kid-free workout in. What would you suggest to someone in that kind of a situation?
Well, I can sympathize because I can't tell you the last time I've had a kid-free workout. I've got quite a few early risers that get up way earlier than I do. So they've come to know that there are times I'll take in the morning and I will just get up and go do my workout, and they'll come and sit and read books while I'm doing my elliptical or if I'm doing some other moves. They'll sit and read. I've just really have taken the time to explain to them that when I tell them that mom's going to do her workout, it's really important to mommy that she gets that time, and that I would appreciate everyone working together and helping. And so by taking the time to really explain that to them and giving them ideas as to what they can do for that 30 minutes, whether they would like to watch a movie or they can color or read some books, those kinds of things, they have been actually really helpful in encouraging me to do that, whether it's in the morning or the afternoon, wherever I can find that time. And I think if we just take that time to talk with our children, even my three-year-old understands, you know, that mom's going to do her workout and this is the things that she can do.
Mm-hmm. And that's such a great modeling experience for kids, too. I think especially for your girls, you know, just to see that my mom thinks it's important enough that she have that time, that she is going to insist that we give her that time.
Absolutely. Kids are really, I think they're very understanding and very compassionate, and they want to do things that are going to make you happy. And in mm-hmm. that, they're going to see, oh, mom worked out. She feels good. We played together, and we did these things, and she had all this energy just to take care of me and love on me.
And, you know, another thing that I would recommend, having worked out after the births of all six of my children, is I think it is a very good idea to talk with your husband about how he can be supportive of you working out. My husband would have done anything to give me time to work out, because working out is extremely important to him, and it's extremely important for him to know that I am also keeping myself in good shape. He just knows that not only is it going to affect my appearance, but it's going to affect my mood. If I don't get that workout in, especially, I mean, if I miss one workout, it's no big deal. But if I go a week where I have not worked out, I become very difficult to live with. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I understand that.
Yeah, right. And I think some other ideas for moms that I have used at various times in the past are to, you know, take, if you just have a couple kids, you could go on a brisk walk with a friend with a little one in a stroller or a backpack and get some exercise in that way.
Absolutely.
You could trade watching the kids so that one of you could get a workout in and then the other one could take a turn. And I was also thinking, as you were talking, Catherine, about your really wise advice to, you know, talk with your kids about giving you that time to work out, that it's much better to have an interrupted workout than no workout at all.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, my guess is that your kids probably have interrupted you at least once in the past, however many years that you've been doing this. And, you know, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, I've been at the gym and had my workouts interrupted by my kids calling me. So,
yeah.
It's not a reason not to attempt to do it at all.
Absolutely, because you can come back to it. You can take the moment that you need, take care of whatever they need, and then you just pick up where you left off.
Right. Well, one of the other issues that you said that homeschooling moms really struggle with is, you know, knowing where to work out. And we automatically assume that we need to go to a gym, and that's so expensive, and that can be kind of humiliating if we don't know what we're doing and we don't feel like we look good in shorts or T-shirts or whatever. So what is your advice to moms who are really struggling with that?
You don't need a lot of space. I work out either in my living room. I just move my ottoman and coffee table over to the side. And I also will work out in my bedroom, which doesn't really give me a lot of space. You know, there are so many great workouts out there that you can do if you need to be quiet, if you don't have a lot of space, if you have a lot of space. I mean, there's so many great modifications that you can do to fit whatever need space-wise you have. There are times if I needed more space and it was cool out, I'd go work out in my backyard. Mm-hmm. I would come to the park. I would do it in the garage. So, I mean, any part of your house is a usable space. I've done lunges up and down the hallway. So, yeah, there are lots of spaces that you can use, and you don't need a lot of it.
And you don't need equipment either, do you?
No, no. As a matter of fact, I always recommend to people, to my mom, to just use your body weight.
It's a great beginning for that. And, you know, there are so many, as you say, there are so many incredible workouts out there. And if, you know, money is a consideration, there are a couple of things that I can recommend to you. One is that libraries have workout DVDs that you can check out and try and see if you like. And many of the workouts, when they first come out, they're very expensive. But after they've been on the market for quite a while, the price really comes down. So if you purchase a really great workout that everybody loves and you just wait until, you know, all the hubbub is passed, you can really buy it very inexpensively. And
absolutely,
you don't even have to have, you know, those DVDs, because you offer something on the Healthy and Fit Homeschool Mom for homeschooling mothers who want to get in shape. And what is that? What do you do for us who don't have a clue what we should be doing?
I offer free workouts that are all picture-based, so they show you each move step by step. Everything that I do is just with my body weight. So you don't need special equipment, you don't need weights, and I just try to make it as friendly as possible, keeping the moves really simple but really effective. And I just encourage people through reps and how many times they should go through the workout, and always try to give a beginner and an intermediate and an advanced way of doing it rep-wise, and even how many times to go through the workout.
Okay, that's excellent. And we were talking before we were visiting on this recording that, you know, one of the other really serious concerns that homeschooling moms have, and it's really confusing for so many of us, is how should we eat to be at our ideal weight and to be healthy? You know, what are some of the obstacles that people have to really changing their nutrition for the better?
I think really it's just making wise choices. And it's sometimes hard because we're busy. I don't have a lot of time to plan my meals. I do work off of a menu, so I try to always include lots of fruits and veggies to help keep things very equal, and try to do lots of lean meat. And but that's not to say that we don't eat, you know, if we make cheeseburgers, it happens to be turkey burgers instead of the regular ground beef. We try to use whole grain buns, but, you know, we're on a really tight budget too. And so I always tell people when they're starting out, if they could just try to incorporate more fruits and veggies and drink your water, you can make great changes. I think water is one of those biggest things that people don't think that they're thirsty, so they go for a little food instead. But if you were to really drink your 8 to 10 glasses of water a day, that I think is one of the biggest first steps for a lot of people.
And what about organics? Do we have to purchase organic food in order to be healthy?
I think I might get some emails off of this one, but I'm going to say no. I don't purchase organic food. One, it's not that I don't want to. It's just it is extremely expensive. And so for our family of eight, to eat that, and just to even eat the amount of bananas and apples and other things that they love eating on a regular basis, that would be a huge chunk of my grocery budget that I can't afford. So what I like to do is just keep a wide variety of fruits and veggies in my fridge, and a lot of times have them already cut up and ready to go, so when the kids are hungry and they're looking for a snack, they can just pull out a Tupperware container I can pull out a Tupperware container and we could just sit down and snack.
Mm-hmm. That's excellent advice. And, you know, I know that you believe, as I do, that, you know, we can only do what we can do with our meals and our grocery shopping within our means. And then
Absolutely.
We really have to trust the Lord to take care of our family. You know, one of the things that Scripture says clearly is do not worry about what you will eat or drink. And I think that that applies to organic food too. You know, if you have the means to purchase, you know, grass-fed beef and, you know, organic products, then absolutely you should go for that. But if you don't, I really don't believe that the Lord would have us be just worried and upset about that, because that's going to give us more health problems than eating non-organic food.
Exactly. And, you know, in all honesty, the stress and the worry and trying to keep up, it's just not worth it. You know, we as moms have enough guilt that we can put on ourselves, and the last thing we need to do is put guilt on as to whether or not our carrots were locally grown and, you know, where did they come from. Just eat a carrot and we'll be fine.
Right. And, you know, really the research shows that if you do start to eat more whole foods, that just means you're not eating, you know, potato chips and, you know, like the snacky cereal stuff as much. And you're eating more fruits and vegetables, more meats and whole grains, or whatever it is that you are able to do with your specific dietary needs, that your health is going to improve. So I think we can really be encouraged by that. And I love what you said about, you know, adding more water. That's one of the changes that I made in the way that my family eats a number of years ago, that, you know, for breakfast, a lot of times my kids will have milk, and they do like to have milk with dinner, but I just said at lunch, we're just going to have water. And that's just mm-hmm. another way that I know that you're going to get more water into your day. So that's a really small change that you can make, and if you make it with the whole family, your children shouldn't complain about that.
I agree. And another thing, if you don't mind me adding, is that
of course.
I think it's really important to make your changes slowly, because mm-hmm. I feel like if I were to tackle everything all at once, I get very overwhelmed and I wind up just giving up completely. But if we can make small changes where you focus on one thing at a time, like adding your water, and then maybe you're going to take and not buy white bread, but we're going to buy the wheat bread. And mm-hmm. if we're going to make hamburgers, we're going to switch it out for a leaner meat, or, you know, try to get a leaner version of ground beef. But just any small changes that you can make that you're comfortable with, that in your price point, that, you know, you don't feel like you're going to stress out over, that's really important.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree. And I believe that about fitness too. You know, a lot of times we think I'm going to, you know, work out an hour a day, 7 days a week in order to get in shape. And that's, for most of us, it's going to be a recipe for failure. And so just, you know, adding in, I love what you said about, you know, if you can just work out even 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the evening, it's more likely that you're going to continue with that habit than if you just push yourself so hard
yeah.
to begin with that you just don't even want to do it anymore.
Exactly. Or if you're going to go gung-ho and then you get so sore that you can't sit or walk for 4 days, that's not very good either. So that's why I always encourage people when they start just doing your body weight, and don't add extra anything until you've built up to that. There's a lot you can mm-hmm. do just with your body weight.
There is. And you have some resources where diet is concerned on your blog as well that I wanted to make sure you told us about. You have like a menu plan and you have some recipes on there as well. Like what can we expect like from your menu plan?
You know, I just eat normal food with my kids. I try to add as much fruits and veggies into my day as I can. But if we're making chicken nuggets and tater tots, you'll see that I will have chicken nuggets and tater tots. But what I try to do is, instead of eating like 10 of them, I'll just take a few of them and then fill the rest of my plate with the fruit and the veggies. I don't want food to become such an issue that my children see me eating differently and they don't see me enjoying those meals with them. So I always tell moms that email me and they ask, do you really eat that? Yes. But I'm just a little more conscientious of my portions. I find I don't need as much. So I do fill up my plate with lots of fruits and veggies before I add all the other stuff.
And that's a really good tip that I've been trying to incorporate, and I need to keep working on that, is encouraging my kids to eat their veggies first so that I know that they've gotten that in and they're not just, you know, going for their favorites and then, oh, they don't have as much room for those vegetables.
Absolutely. We started a thing where we'll eat salad while dinner's cooking.
Okay.
So then there's no reason why they can't get their salad in, and then they can have anything else that we're cooking for dinner, but we all sit down and eat a salad before we have our dinner. And that's been really helpful because they were able to, you know, pick out the greens that they want on top, and they get to pick out their dressing, and they love that.
Oh, that's an excellent tip as well. Well, Catherine, if you have convinced me or one of my listeners to get in shape, what is the first thing that we should do?
You know, in all honesty, I think that if you could join a group on Facebook, I know I have my Facebook page, and then I also do a private Facebook page where people can be connected together. And it's I like to call it a negative-free zone. So whether you need just some encouragement to get up, I know for me, I'll post on there and I'll be like, hey, I got my 30 minutes in. Did you? I'm always encouraging everyone, did you drink your water? Just little reminders throughout the day to help you. Or even if you just are a part of a homeschool group and you can get moms together who can encourage each other and hold each other accountable. I always find that really great. Even just a friend is a great way to keep yourself motivated. And somebody who's going to encourage you when you don't feel like doing it, I think, is really important, because it's really easy to find all the reasons why we can't. But a real friend will say to you, did you do it because you wanted your goal today?
Right. I absolutely agree with you. I have been really working out for about 25 years, and I credit most of that to being married to a man who is so committed to fitness.
That's awesome.
You know, it is really great, you know, because there are definitely times when I would not have worked out if it wasn't for my husband saying, hey, you know, you want to come to the gym, let's work out, and it really makes a big, big difference. And even though I do have my husband's support, I also belong to a Facebook group where we encourage each other with our workout progress. So that is great advice. And Catherine, I'm going to put your Facebook page on the show notes for this, as well as your site, thehealthyandfithomeschoolmom.com. I will have links to that, as well as other social media for you, on the show notes for this episode, which you can find at ultimateradioshow.com. If you click on the Homeschool Sanity Show button, you can scroll down and find How to Stay Fit While Homeschooling with Catherine Boudre. Well, Catherine, this has been really great. I think anyone who is really thinking about the fact that they need to get into shape, they need to start eating better, is going to be motivated, because you've given us some really very doable ideas and tips. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us for the Homeschool Sanity Show with Dr. Melanie Wilson. Visit Melanie at psychowith6.com, that's the number 6, for more sanity-saving ideas. The Homeschool Sanity Show is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.